In the meantime, the building committee discovered that their plans required 19 million bricks. By the summer of 1850, there was insufficient time to make all these bricks and build the Great Hall in time for the exhibition's opening. There was even some dark talk that the exhibition would have to be cancelled, or at least postponed. It was at this point that the Duke of Devonshire's gardener, Joseph Paxton, came forward with the idea of erecting a large greenhouse to serve as the exhibition hall. His original plan for the committee, drawn up on a piece of blotting paper, was eventually accepted for its several virtues. First, it saved the trees of Hyde Park. Second, its chief material, glass, could be manufactured quickly. And third, it could be taken down after the exhibition and reinstalled elsewhere. The committee accepted a bid of £79,800 from a contractor to erect this giant structure, which was completed in only 7 months, and was later the focal point of almost universal acclaim. Thus, the reputation of a nation and an empire was saved by a gardener, and thus a gardener was eventually knighted. There was only one unforeseen problem with the Crystal Palace. The building contained trees, and the trees contained sparrows, and the sparrows were not housebroken. It was really no laughing matter, especially as the birds couldn't be shot, and they ignored traps set for them. Finally, the Queen herself was consulted, and she said, "Send for the Duke of Wellington." The Duke was informed of the problem. "Try sparrow hawks, ma'am," he suggested, and he was once more victorious. After the exhibition, the Great Hall was taken down and moved to Sydenham in southeast London. In those days, Sydenham was a pleasant suburban area of fine homes and open fields, and the Crystal Palace made an excellent addition to the neighbourhood. Shortly before 4 o'clock, Edward Pierce entered the vast structure to meet Clean Willie Williams.